brother. What's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
can dig it.
Stop right on.
Hey, man, what's your name?
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. The weather yesterday and looks like today is just, it's my kind of weather.
Yeah, it's in the 70s, man.
Yeah, just beautiful. Not a cloud in the sky.
It's too early for the 70s, man.
Well, I'm sure we're going to get another heat wave here soon.
Yeah, man. 70s. That's September weather, man.
Yeah, you know it. But August is around the corner.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll
all
get
right.
some heat then.
All right. You know, I have to tell you, it's Thursday. It's 8 o'clock. And that means one of my favorite segments that we do here with Dr. Omar, in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy. And I have to say, Dr. Omar, before we get started, it was really good to see you in person the other day. My wife and I got a chance to sit down in consultation with you. Sometimes when we do these things on Zoom, you don't know whether or not that's a real person on the other side because don't really get to interact personally, but it's really good to see you and have a face-to-face talk and consultation with you.
My honor. I was so happy to meet with you and your wife, and it was such a wonderful, rich conversation we had.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist of Welltopia Pharmacy, in Mequon, Thiensville. And I can tell you, Dr. Omar, if I told you how many times people ask me about you in this segment, you would be flattered. But I, you know, it's really top of the line information, and we're not going to let people down today with the conversation. You wanted to begin with a subject. You talk about something called lipids. What's a lipid?
Yes. Lipids, this is such a very important subject for heart health. More than 50% or even 60 or 70% of my consultations are about heart health. Lipids are very important fats. These are like fats, essential for our body function. They come in several forms, like triglycerides, phospholipids, and cholesterol. Like triglycerides are the main form of fat stored in our bodies. They provide us with energy when we need it. Phospholipids, they make the cell membranes, keeping the cells intact and regulating what goes in and out. And then there is that cholesterol, which is crucial for making certain hormones, and vitamin D, which is also part of the cell membrane structure. So lipids are very important for the human body. And now for the heart health, there is bad lipids and good lipids. Like, let's say the LDL, the very famous LDL, the bad cholesterol, where high levels of it lead to the buildup of plaque inside the arteries. So they get to be like blockage that can result in heart attacks or strokes. HDL, the good cholesterol, they remove the bad cholesterol. Just, I want to tell you, one of my best friends, 45 years old, just died from a heart attack.
Oh, man.
Buildup of plaque inside the arteries, you don't know it until it happens. If you don't have enough time to go to the hospital, it's one and done. And when you have a plaque inside the artery and you go to the hospital and from zero medications, you find yourself taking suddenly four or five different medications. So identifying the lipid profile, facing yourself with the truth is very important. Why is it very important? Because the studies are showing that 25% of people do not fill their medications for controlling lipid profile. 25% of prescriptions for that the doctor write, the patient does not fill. And then out of those, there is another 25% that does not fill the second prescription due to fear of complications. Tell you another study, 100 million prescriptions for statins are prescribed in the United States. 52% of those patients, they do not fill the prescription because they think that the statin is bad, the statin is going to cause me troubles. So now I have a lot of patients seeking natural way of controlling the lipid profile, of controlling the statins. Some of them say, I'm going to go on a plant-based diet, I'm going to do this, do that. And next time they see the doctor, they find the numbers are bad, or before they go to the doctor, they have a cardiovascular problem. So I am here to talk about what naturally we can do to actually change the numbers, to move the lipid profile, and in a more positive way. I'm not here to make people feel afraid, but I'm here to offer some answers and some alternatives for people who are seeking what else I can do to control my lipid profile.
You know, Dr. Omar, you know, for the sake of you know, truth on these airways, I take statin. I take a statin medication. I've taken that statin medication now. It's got to be, I don't know, 8 years. Or maybe whatever it is, maybe it's not that long, but I take a statin medication. I don't ever miss taking it or refilling the prescription. And if you say the percentages that you're talking about, and that this could certainly lead to heart attack, stroke, or death, do you think it's side effects, you know, but you know, it's better to have a side effect and be here than to not be here and not, you know, having any opportunity to be with your loved ones. And what part of it, Dr. Omar, is what people hear about side effects and they shy away from it because of something they read on a social media site? Or heard in conversations, how much of it is that people just don't understand, you know, the importance of that? You talked about good and bad, you know, cholesterol, good and bad, you know, all these different things, fat. And all, so, you know, people just don't know.
Yeah, this is true. Actually, some people, just for the fear of side effects, don't want to take the medication. But also some people have serious side effects from taking the statin, like muscle pain, that because the medication can cause muscle pain. It's called rhabdomyolysis, and this is documented in the side effects. Some patients have severe muscle pains, so they cannot take a statin, or they are not candidates to take it, and they try different statins, they cannot take it. So that's why we wanted to make sure that there is natural supplements to help. And I do this with the doctors, working with doctors and patients. And I offer the doctors these solutions so they can help the patients. So one of the products I use at the pharmacy for patients who are not candidates to take statins is called CardioLipid. CardioLipid. It has five different things to help a patient to control the fats inside the body. It has registrice, which works like a statin, but it's not a statin. It decreases the bad cholesterol, okay? And then it has phytosterols, which prevent the absorption of extra cholesterol in the gut. And then it has garlic, which lowers blood pressure because this gets to be important, and also lowers cholesterol. And it also has berberine, which lowers cholesterol, improves insulin sensitivity. And it also has another product, a fifth product that helps as an antioxidant and helps with the healthy cholesterol levels. So synergistic effects of several ingredients that help the patient lower the LDL, increase the HDL, improve cholesterol metabolism. So I have patients that take it by itself or patients that take it with low dose statin. And then we agree with the practitioner and the doctor. We're going to wait 2-3 months, check the levels, and we go from there. It's kind of one of the jewels of the research of, like, tens of years of research on natural ingredients that help to get the maximum benefit of the natural supplements and also the maximum benefit of the statins. Because some patients would get the side effects if they go to, let's say, Crestor 20 or 40 milligram, but they can afford to take 5 or 10 milligram. Because we have in the pharmaceutical sciences and pharmacology what is called, if you take higher dose, you get more side effects. So we are trying to find the balance between the medication and the supplement and the foods that we eat. And the only way we do this is by confronting ourselves with the fact, working with the patient, working with the doctor and the provider, because the cardiologist knows that if the patient is eating the right stuff, they are going to improve their heart health. But many times they are dealing with a patient on the table, just came now, with blockage of the artery because they have been eating bad all their lives and now we have to do something. What's going to happen in the future? How can we prevent another heart attack? How can we prevent for the young people who are 20 and 25 years old? How are we going to prevent a heart attack 10 years later? Because what we see as incidents from young people having cardiovascular incidents is just overwhelming. So we have to understand that our pathway to a healthy life is not going to start when we are 45 or 50 or 60 or 70. It starts early on. So,
is there any truth in the theory that the statin breaks down muscles and, the muscle itself at long-term use of statins kind of deteriorates the muscle?
It's a side effect that can happen with some people, but not the majority of people. And that's why we ask everyone who's taking a statin to take CoQ10 to help overcome this issue. This is another reason why we take CoQ10 to help decrease and lessen this side effect. But long-term use of statins have been documented. They cause muscle pain or muscle weakness, but it doesn't happen to everybody.
So if I'm listening to you right, Dr. Omar, these heart attacks, these strokes, if people, it's not a guarantee 100%, but all of these strokes and heart attacks that the American people are having, some of them can be prevented. If they don't eat right and those kind of things early on, by taking these medications, listening to the doctors, following the advice, they can be prevented.
Yes. Sometimes they are redundant. We keep repeating them. We keep putting them in different ways of saying it. But yes, most of these heart attacks are preventable.
Hold that thought. 844-967-2789 is the number. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the
All right. Welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. Dr. Omar is the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. You know, Dr. Omar, I am trying to do the right thing because, I'm trying to hang around here a little bit longer. I kind of like, breathing in air. And being around the people I love, and so I'm certainly, if I wind up with a heart attack, or a stroke, it's not going to be because I wasn't trying. I'm exercising. You know, I'm taking the medications. I'm taking the supplements. I'm trying to eat right. But, you know, there is no guarantee, but you must do everything that you can preventative, right?
Yeah. It's very, you can do a lot of preventative thing. Like you can stop drinking soda. We can help control our diabetes, control our blood pressure. We can always stop smoking. We can do a lot of things, which most of what we can do preventatively to is easy, doesn't cost anything. Exercising, eating healthy foods. We're talking about simple steps that protect our bodies because we're not going to be young forever. Our arteries, our veins, our brains, they need protection because we want to hang around healthy. If God wants us to leave today, it's fine, but I want to leave when I am fully capable of doing everything until the last moment, right? So,
you know, Dr. Omar, the cost of heart attacks on the medical system and the surgery and all the follow-ups and all of those things. Can you imagine if people did preventative things and heart attacks and strokes were something that we can figure out a way to, well, they know how to curtail them by doing the things that you're saying. Certainly the medical costs in this society would subside somewhat, right?
Yeah, for sure. This is, I'm going to tell you a simpler fact if we do it. The cost of the can of Coca-Cola and Pepsi, if we stop drinking it every day for healthcare, it's going to be magnificent. If a large number of people stop drinking soda for, let's say, a month or a year, it's going to save the medical, we're paying in America a significant amount of money. By that, I want to tell people, by the way, guys, if you are, listeners, if you are drinking diet soda thinking that you're doing something good for your health, no, don't do that. Just drink regular soda. Because diet soda has sugar substitutes that the body doesn't know what to do with, increases inflammation all over the body, and cause more health problems to your body than regular soda that has actual sugar.
Do they put that on the... Is that on the label of diet soda, like cigarettes?
No, they're not going to do that. They're never going to do that. Actually, the diet, I'm drinking it diet, so I'm making myself something good. It's not. You're not doing yourself a benefit, and no one is going to tell you that from those companies because they want to sell their product.
I know, but that's the part of all this I don't understand. The companies, I get why they don't want to do it. I don't understand why the government won't step in and say, hey, wait a minute. You know, that's what regulations are for. And when I hear people arguing against regulations, this is a prime example. You know, people are going into the stores, Dr. Omar, and there's a whole line of diet sodas now. They used to just be one. But now there's a whole line of diet sodas, and people are thinking, hey, sodas are not good for me, but this diet soda, you know, it's got diet on it. It's got to be good.
It's got to be good. It's false claim on the label, and it should be, I think there should be a question here. What does diet means, and how to prove that this is true? But unfortunately, if we go through politics and those big companies, it's going to be hard. One of the big companies in New York a few years ago tried to prevent the refills on the sodas inside the stores, inside the food. You know, they could not do that. You can go get the refills of soda as much as you want because it's just cheap, but it's costing everybody their health. So I have patients that stop drinking soda, just soda, for like 2-3 months. They lose weight, blood pressure gets to be under control, they are more healthy, they can exercise, they don't feel tired, the lipid profile goes down. It's just a simple intervention. It's not a medication. But the problem doesn't cost anything. So that's why we don't hear a lot of people talking about it. We hear a lot of people talking about the new medication that's going to solve the problem that already happened. So we want to prevent this 10 years early. So,
you know, Dr. Omar, on the other side, we're going to tease a little bit what we're going to be talking about. And it's looking to tackle prescription overload. Older adults often take more medications than they need or than is safe. Increasingly, geriatric experts and their patients are exploring the benefits of de-prescribing, which is what you constantly are talking about with the supplements. De-prescribing the amount of medications that we are taking, and not because doctors are prescribing the medications to make money. It's because, I don't know any of those things, but what I will say, and I'm sure you will agree, is doctors are prescribing those medications with the understanding that it's based on what the patient says is going to make them better. Not that they're prescribing medications willy-nilly just to be prescribing medications.
Yeah, well, I mean, patients get to be more complex health conditions, and the doctors have to prescribe medications in order to help with the problem. But sometimes side effect happens, and then they have to add another second and third medication. What we have to do at this point is to make sure that the patient is using only one pharmacy, so all the prescriptions can be seen under one software, so the pharmacist can communicate with the doctor if he sees drug interactions, arrange the medications. And then there are other things that we can do to improve this complex regimen and make it easier and better to take.
All right, 844-967-2789, Texas. At that same number, you're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. Welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Dr. Omar, let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. How are you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Dr. Omar and Earl. Thank you very much for this valuable health information you provide us with every week. I've heard that given our shortage of practitioners that we're facing, that group education where a practitioner calls together patients with a similar issue, a health issue, gives a brief information about it education-wise, and then he opens it up to Q&A and sharing. And I think that this is a prime example of what I was talking about. My question today has to do with the horrific opioid crisis that Earl's guest yesterday talked about. And a while ago, I believe I heard you briefly say that you're aware of an effective remedy for these addictions. As I've learned about naltrexone being used for addictions, I was just wondering if this might be what you might have been referring to. Thanks very much.
Always great questions, Mary. Always good to hear from you. Dr. Omar?
Hi, Mary. Naltrexone have been used for opioid addiction for over 60 years, but that is high dose of naltrexone, starting from 50 milligram as tablets, 100 milligram and higher dose. But I was not talking about that. I was talking about low-dose naltrexone at 10 times lower dose. And this is a compounded medication from very low dose of naltrexone to help with other autoimmune health conditions and pain management. So these are two completely different ways of using naltrexone. The opioid crisis, unfortunately, is not, you cannot just use a drug to solve it, because the studies and the research and the clinical trials and the life that we live with our beloved ones tell us that you have to change a lot of social structures around someone who's addicted in order to improve their lives, because you can get anyone out of addiction within 2 to 4 weeks. The drug is out of the body, but then there is the problem of the feeling of high, the running out from the reality that we live in. So that's why we need to surround an addict with a group of care and people that they love. They have to stay away from the people that they use the drugs with. So it's a more complex issue more than the drugs. And I really hope that the community understand this fact. It's never going to be a solution of a medication, because if they take medication in order to shut down the receptors so you don't feel the high of the drug, they might take higher dose and actually die from other complications of not being able to breathe. Moving to the low-dose naltrexone, this is kind of safe alternative for many patients that have complex health regimen, but we have to check the drug interactions. It's with prescription. And one of my missions at Wiltopia is to educate providers about the wonderful results of low-dose naltrexone, because we have helped so many patients to not need opioids to control their pains in the back, in their legs. We helped so many patients to help them to not need more medications to help control their rheumatoid arthritis, etc.
All right, let's go to Julie from Franklin. Good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Dr. Omar. Well, I actually live in Jackson. I just haven't corrected that.
Okay.
But anyway, I went to see Dr. Omar Tuesday, and he's going to help me out. I just wanted to say hi to him, and thank you for having him on.
Hey, Julie. It is a treat to see him in person, right?
Yeah. Yep. Very thorough.
Julie, hi. How are you doing? I owe you an email. I didn't send it yet, but it was great and delightful to see you. I'm going to send you an email before end of the week. I promise you. I still have it. So I'm just preparing what I'm going to send to you. But good to hear from you.
Yep. We're going to be best friends.
All right. Hi, Julie. Thank you very much. You know, Dr. Omar, I was talking before the break about the over-medication of seniors. And so here's a quick little story that, you know, I was reading, and you can, I got to read a paragraph real quick. The last straw for Leslie Hawkins was her mother's 93rd gathering in 2018. Her mother, Mary H. E. Harrison, had long contended with multiple health problems, including diabetes and nerve pain. It can cause hypertension and anxiety and some cognitive decline. She was prone to falling. Still, she had been a sociable, church-going nonagenarian until Mrs. Hawkins, who cared for her in their home in Tacoma Park, Maryland, began seeing disturbing changes. She was out of it, recalled Mrs. Hawkins. She couldn't hold a conversation or even finish a sentence. Mrs. Hawkins and one of her brothers took their mother to see at Johns Hopkins Hospital, where she could supply only 3 correct answers on the 30 question test commonly used to assess dementia. She didn't really participate, the geriatrician said. Now, here's the question, Dr. Omar, the issue. Fortunately, Mrs. Hawkins had brought a list of 14 medications that, you know, Ms. Harrison was taking, several of which alarmed her new doctor, who started chipping away at them one by one. So over an extrapolated period of time, Dr. Omar, this woman was taking 14 medications. You talk about this constantly.
Yeah, some patients would take 14 medications, and sometimes they need to take them. Sometimes they need to take only five. And that's why for seniors, particularly, they need to be on compliance packaging, in which they get their medications once a month in a blister packaging or in compliance packaging. So the pharmacist and the doctor agree on the list of meds that they take. And that makes things easier because the communication gets to be faster and more fluid with the healthcare providers and with the patient. Many pharmacies are doing compliance packaging for patients like the patient we're talking about. And this is going to help us with, as you mentioned, decreasing the burden of pills to take because the communication gets to be not just as a family member, a son and a daughter and a nearby proactive family member. No, it gets to be a more comprehensive discussion, gets to be easier. At Wordtopia, I do what's called all-in-one compliance packaging for those patients. It's a unit at the pharmacy that look at the prescriptions together, and we help the doctors take decisions. We try to help them and help the patients take less of the medications that go against each other, so we can kind of help our beloved ones live healthier life with less burden of pills and capsules. And then we can take this burden of putting the pills and capsules in these kind of medication organizers, because a lot of errors happen this way.
You know, I live that, or my family lived that with my mother long before she passed of dementia. But I remember almost like yesterday, my mother just being in a fetal position, and the doctors finally coming in and saying, well, she's transitioning. And then a doctor said, well, we're going to pull these medications. And when they pulled all those medications, you know, she wound up living another 6 months because they realized they had, you know, she was taking too many medications that relaxed her to the degree that it impacted her breathing and all sorts of different things. Dr. Omar, this is a real issue that people should be looking out for their loved ones, right?
Yeah, sure. Sure. It's a serious issue and we have to address it. And that's why we just need to figure out creative solutions and find who can help us. I just want to say that there is something disturbing that is happening, is that one of the big pharmacy chains is closing thousands of stores in the coming year in the United States because of the decreased profits. So what are people going to do when the only pharmacy in town shuts down, or the nearby pharmacy that closes by? So I think we're having a real crisis in the healthcare, in all aspects of it. Just we have less doctors, less nurse practitioners, less pharmacies, and more pharmacies are closing because of the economic factors. So we have to put all of these into perspective. And then when we know that someone can help, a place can help in my city, in my town, then I'm urging people to support this place, to ask more questions, and to kind of try to use it for the benefit of the community.
All right, let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Dr. Omar, I've been sick for about 10 days with this really bad cold. I don't know if it's going around or what, but I do also want to thank you. I actually called your place. I live out here in L.A., and I'm going to get the multivitamin from you guys once a month. Your staff was very, very good, and also I want to really congratulate you on the fact that I wasn't talking to an automated system. I was actually talking to an actual human being, which is really, really refreshing. So thank you for that. But is there anything that you can think of? I'm taking Mucinex. I now have saw a Teladoc and they got me on an inhaler. They have me on the erythromycin. But I was just checking with you to see if there's anything else that you can think of that could speed up this healing process, because I definitely could use it.
All right. I hope that you heal fast. A couple of things I want to tell you: that there is a COVID. COVID is coming back, and we are dispensing more medications for COVID now, because I think that there is a wave that's happening, a small wave that's happening now. So put this into consideration, get tested for COVID. But what you can do is actually to take some herbs and supplements to help with the acute infection like this. I have something called ViraWin, Vira, V-I-R-A-Win, W-I-N. It contains mushrooms and micronutrients that help with acute immune support. It helps support the immune system at the day or the 2 days that you're getting the cold and flu symptoms and you don't want to get sick for a week. So it helps so many patients. We take high dose in the first couple of days and then we take less capsules after that. So I would tell you, keep ViraWin at your disposal. You can check it at WorldtopiaRx.com. This is going to be great to help you when you start getting the symptoms. And then ongoing until the season of the flu and cold season that is going to start occurring, starting from September, moving until March or April, take the C, the D, the zinc, N-acetylcysteine, quercetin, vitamin A, and they are all in one supplement called Wellmune, W-E-L-L, Mune, M-U-N-E, at Wiltopia. This supplement have clinical doses that you can take, 2 capsules every day. And when you do that, you're taking the highest quality, most researched products that help the immune system for what we call immune system resilience and metabolic resilience. So when you have an infection, it doesn't wear you off and doesn't make you very sick. I have a lot of patients in Thiensville and Mequon that take this important product because it's just 6 powerful ingredients for the immune system in one.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, Tom. Dr. Omar, you are in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar on the Earl Ingram Show. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar of Welltopia Pharmacy. Dr. Omar, COVID is really impacting a lot of people right now. And so help us understand, we kind of thought COVID was... an illness that you caught during the winter. So, you know, why is it happening so much? And I mean, it really is impacting a lot of people right now. Why in the summer?
Why in the summer? Well, actually, it's just there's not a clear reason why in the summer. It is just we see that the waves are happening now without... explanation, but there are evolving variants that come from COVID. These variants are different forms of the virus just because of moving from one person to another. And then we have the behavioral and social factors. People are traveling, talking, moving. There is no masks anymore, and there is no reporting, and it didn't become the hot topic of the summer. But the virus doesn't care about that. So we have to be actually careful and protect ourselves and not forget that we came out from like few years of really health issues that we're still suffering from. So I'm seeing patients with long COVID, and I'm still seeing patients with Paxlovid, for instance. This is a medication for COVID. For patients to take it now, insurance should cover it. Many insurances do not cover it. So we have a problem now, Earl, with coverage of medications that help us with COVID. So I want people to be aware of that. When the new COVID vaccine, when it comes out, I want people to consider taking the vaccine And if not, to consider taking daily immune-supporting supplements to help them to either prevent COVID or, if they get the infection, they thrive better. But we can always talk about the why, and it's good to know it. And I want everyone to have a contingency plan what to do.
So Dr. Omar, Greg wants to talk about the best diet for someone with a fatty liver.
If someone is having fatty liver, there are several things that we can do. Plant-based diet can be helpful, can be very helpful. There is also using high-quality fats like extra virgin olive oil. Considering if there is also high blood sugar, if there is high blood sugar, to check with the doctor if they are candidate to GLP-1 agonists, because they have an effect on the fatty liver, all right? And there are a group of antioxidants that are important, and also taking supplements that are going to support the liver, like NAC, N-acetylcysteine, and glutathione. So we start with food, what we eat, plant-based diet, we focus on that. We move to the good, healthy supplements, and check the GLP-1 agonist like the Ozempic and Mounjaro if the patient is candidate for it, if they have high blood sugar, and also if there is an obesity problem, weight loss is going to help.
So thank you very much for that question, Greg. So Dr. Omar, they're not talking about vaccines for dealing with COVID right now. What can you do to work to try to get your immune system right now in order to fight off COVID?
I would take daily dose of the main six supplements that I mentioned, C, D, and N-acetylcysteine, quercetin, vitamin D, and vitamin A inside a supplement like Wellmune. So taking this every day would be helpful. And there is also things that are kind of creative and have backed by science and research, like intranasal sprays that have xylitol and iodine, like something that I have called the Cofix RX. So I tell patients, if they have COVID, to try something naturally like that. Also, drinking enough fluids and decreasing stress, that gets to be helpful. And if there is longer COVID, there is also a protocol for that, for a more designed approach for you. If someone is having problem with COVID or longer COVID, please go to the website, wiltoprx.com, schedule a consultation with me. Every Tuesday, I do consultations, and I would be more than happy to help you.
So what's long COVID? We hear it. I hear the term all the time. What's long COVID?
Long COVID is after I heal from the COVID infection, I would be suffering from a problem that happens like fatigue, respiratory problems. I would have problems getting my smell back. I would have neurologic problems like brain fog, headaches, dizziness, sleep disturbance, or even cardiovascular symptoms. It can be serious, like chest pain, palpitation, increased heart rate. It can also be musculoskeletal pain, joint pain, muscle pain. And you would know it because you haven't had these kind of issues before you had the COVID infection. And you feel like this, your life has changed after you had the COVID infection.
Is it dangerous? So
it's very dangerous because we see many patients with neurological conditions like Guillain-Barré syndrome. We see patients with brain fog. Some patients actually couldn't continue working after they had the longer COVID. So addressing it early on is important, and supporting the body with tools to help fight it is going to be very important. Mitochondrial health, I'm going to say this again, mitochondrial health. The mitochondria is the heart of the cell. So if we have the mitochondria, it's like the brain of the cell. If we focus on the healthy mitochondria, that will help to fight it, overcome it. So yes, it's dangerous and it's still evolving, and we're still to know the implications of it as we get more COVID infections in the communities.
Dr. Omar, thank you very much, as always, for the great information.
Thank you so much.
And we will see you in a week. Under the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.